أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله. من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد جاءكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about the treatment of the parents to their children. It is also a very important subject that we should know and understand it at first, and then we should put them in the practice. Those who are parents, or they are expected to become parents, so it is necessary for them to know and to understand how should they treat with their children and how should they treat and behave with their sons. And it is an important subject in Islam. First of all, I would like to give you some examples from the Holy Quran, which the Holy Quran is the correct and right text, that there is no doubt which all the text of the Holy Quran, it came from the side of Almighty Allah. And whatever it says, so it is necessary for Muslim people, but for all the people, that they should obey and they should do and behave according to the Holy Quran. So now let's understand, what does Quran say about this matter? And what is the advice of the Holy Quran about the treatment of the parents to their children? Of course, if we look in the Holy Quran, we can find it at first that if Almighty Allah gave us a son or a daughter, it is a blessing from Almighty Allah. And it is a gift from Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah bestowed this gift to us. So it is necessary for us as parents that we should look after our children and we should receive this gift in a very kind manner. And it is a thing that Almighty Allah refers to this thing in the Surah Shura, the verse number 49. Almighty Allah says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثَ وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. What does it mean? It means that Almighty Allah says that these children, either it is daughter or sons, these are the gifts through Almighty Allah. And Almighty Allah, whatever He wants and wishes, He can give this gift to us. He says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. It means that He, I mean Almighty Allah, grants to whom He pleases daughters. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. And Almighty Allah grants to whom He pleases sons. So these two are the gifts that the people, the parents, receive this gift through Almighty Allah. So now up to here we understood that the children that we have, these children are the gift of Almighty Allah and it is a blessing from Almighty Allah. So now the question which can be arised here is this, that if we receive this gift, now we have this gift through the Almighty Allah, how should we behave as parents to our children? And how should be our treatment, our behavior to our children? According to the Holy Quran and the verses which is in the Holy Quran, we will discuss about this matter. The first thing which is necessary according to the Holy Quran, it is about the mother. Mother, when she deliver her child, so it is the obligatory of her, it is the task of her, that she should give the milk for whole 2 years, and it came in the verse of the Holy Quran, in the Surah of Baqarah. The verse number is 233. Almighty Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين. What does it mean? It means that Almighty Allah says, and the mothers should suckle their children for 2 whole years. It means that during 2 whole years, so it is the duty of the mothers that they should suckle their children. And it is very clear that the milk of the mothers, it is very beneficial and very useful for the children, and that's why it should be during 2 whole years. The second thing which is necessary that the parents should do is this, that Almighty Allah advises that whenever you are poor and you don't have so much money, so it you should not harm your children, and you should take the care of your children, and you should look after your children. It means that you should give the proper food, and you should prepare the proper food for your children, and do not kill them, as it was in the during the beginning of the Islam, that the people, they were fearing from poorness, from poverty, so that's why they used to kill their children. Almighty Allah says and address these peoples and says, and this ayah came in the Surah of Isra. The number of the ayah is 31, that Almighty Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا. What does it mean? It means that Almighty Allah says, and you should not kill your children for fear of poverty. ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق. As you are poor, so you do not have this right to kill your children. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. It means that Almighty Allah says, we give them their foods, and also we give your foods. So, إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطْأً كَبِيرًا. It means that surely to kill them is a great sin, and it is very wrong thing that a person does it and kill their children and his children because of the poverty. The third thing that Almighty Allah says and address the people is this, that it is necessary for the parents that they should save the life of the children, and also they should guide them in a right paths. So again, there is a very famous story from the Noah and his son. Noah was one of the prophet, that his followers were very few, and he advised and preached among his tribe for many years, as it came in the Holy Quran. Almost 950 years he was preaching his tribe, but a few of the people, they accepted his preaching and his advices. So then it was an order of Almighty Allah and a command of Almighty Allah, that Almighty Allah commanded the Noah that he should make a safina, and he should make a boat, and he made a very big boat, and then all the people, his followers, they rode there, and then but the son of the Noah, he rejected to come with his father. So here Hazrat Noah, he advised his son and said that you should leave those wrong believers, And you should come here and you should embark and you should be with us. So it means that the parents, the father, he's trying to guide his son. And it is one of the duty that a parent should have. The verses in the surah of Hud, the number of the verses 42, that Almighty Allah says, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعَزَلٍ يَا بُنَيَّ إِرْكَبْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُنْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And it is the advice of the Prophet Nuh. He was Prophet, and he advised his son and said, Nuh called out his son, and he was aloof. I mean that the son was aloof. And then what did Nuh said to his son? Nuh said, "Oh my son, embark with us and be not with unbelievers. You should not go with unbelievers. So you should come with us." So it was the advice of the Prophet to his son. It means that the people, the parents, they have this duty that they should guide their children and they should advise their children. The fourth thing which came in the Holy Quran, and it is also very important, that the parents should order their sons, their children, that they should offer the prayers. And it is also a very good saying which came in the surah of Hud, in the number of the surah of Taha, in the number of the verses 132. Almighty Allah says and addresses the Holy Prophet and says, وَأَمُرْ أَهَلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Once, it is our duty as a single person that we should offer our prayers. And it is easy. Everyone, it is his duty and maybe he offers his prayer. But once Almighty Allah orders the people that not only you should offer your prayer, but besides you, so your family, your sons, your wife, your children, you should order them and you should look after them and you should be careful that they should offer their prayer. They also should offer their prayers. Here Almighty Allah says, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ. It means that enjoin prayers on your followers, on your family, and steadily adhere to it. It means that continuously you should keep it. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. You should order your family that they should also offer the prayers. In وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. So it is also a saying of Almighty Allah that shows the duty of the parents towards their children. And also, if we look to the Surah Luqman, there the verse number is 17. Almighty Allah says through the tongue of the Luqman. Luqman advised his son. Among his advice was this, that Ya Bunayya, Aqimi Salat. Oh my son, keep up the prayer. It means that you should offer the prayer. And always you should offer the prayer. Keep up your prayers. Ya Bunayya, Aqimi Salat. So Luqman was a father. And it is advice of the father to his son that Ya Bunayya, Aqimi Salat. The fifth thing, which is again very important that we should understand it, that maybe some of the children, they do not have correct ideas. They do not have the right beliefs. So it is the duty of the parents that they should try to correct the beliefs and the idea of their children. So it is also the saying of Almighty Allah in the Surah of Luqman, that Luqman advised his son that you should correct your belief in the principal behavior which can be taken from those beliefs. So those beliefs which are principal, so these should be correct, till our behavior should be according to those correct beliefs. There is a saying, and there is a verse from the Holy Quran which came in the Surah Luqman. The verse number is 13. Almighty Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِابْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. What does it mean? It means that the Luqman, he advised his son. And when Luqman said to his son, while he admonished him and advised him, oh my son, do not associate art with Allah. It means that do not do the shirk. And you should worship only the Almighty Allah. And you should not share others except Allah in your worshiping. So again, from this verse we can understand that it is our duty that according to our knowledge, so we should advise and give the correct informations and knowledge, the knowledge of the religion to our children. It is the duty of the parents, the duty of the father, the duty of the mother. And also after this verse, in the Surah of Luqman, the verse number 16, Almighty Allah says, from the tongue of the Luqman advised his son that after worshipping of the Almighty Allah, you should be careful about the things, the deeds, the works that you have doing in this world. And you should know it strongly that whatever you do in this world, you will see these things in the hereafter. If you do good, then of course you will see it in the hereafter. If you do bad, then you will see that in the hereafter. So again, it shows that it is our duty. It is the parents' duty. It is the father's duty. It is the mother's duty that they should try to guide their children, and they should teach their children the basic beliefs which are necessary for every Muslim, that they should learn these basic beliefs, and they should learn the foundation and the principles of the beliefs and ideas. So the sixth thing which came in the Holy Quran is this, that it is also a duty of the parents that they should try to teach their children the ahkam. Ahkam, what does it mean? Ahkam means those things which are necessary for a person that he should do, and those things which are forbidden that they should not do, and those things which is okay, if they do, it will be better. So all these five ahkam which is in Islam, so the parents should teach these ahkam and these things, these issues which are in Islam, they should teach them and to their children, as Luqman did that and said, Ya Bunayya Aqimi Salat, O my son, keep up the prayer. So after that, Luqman said, Wa Amur bil Ma'arufi, enjoin the good, Wanhi anil Munkar, and it is your duty to forbid the evil and forbid the wrong things. And you should also advise the others. وَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ, and bear patiently that which befalls you. Maybe some mistakes happen and occur to us. So we should keep our patience. So these are the things that Luqman taught his son. So it means that it is the duty of every father that he should try to teach the ahkam and to learn the children that they should learn these necessary things. And there are some behavior which is necessary that every person should know it at first, and the second that they should put it in the practice. So again, if we look, it is the duty of the parents that they should try to teach their children these things, and these are very necessary. The morals, the ethics, these should be taught to the children by the parents, as we can see it by the behavior of the Luqman. Luqman was, some of the people say that he was one of the prophet, or he was a very learned person. So Luqman, after this, these things which we discussed in the verse number of 18 and 19, teach his son some of the important things which is necessary for every person, that they should follow that and they should do that in the society. So Luqman says, La tasa'ir khaddaka linnas. What does it mean? It means that, and do not turn your face away from people. It means that when you are among the people, so you should sit to them, you should talk with them in a very kind manner. So it is one of the advices which Luqman advised as a father to his children and to his son. The other thing which Luqman as a father advised his son, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. What does it mean? It means that, oh my son, do not walk on the earth proudly. When you are walking on the earth, so walk with humility, and do not walk on the way that the people suppose and think that you are very proud. So it is not a good behavior. So again, Luqman as a father advised his son. Another thing which Luqman said is this, that وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Oh my son, it is your duty to lower your voice and do not talk with the others in a very loud voice. So whenever you are talking to the others, so it is not necessary that you, in a very loud voice, you speak to the others. No, in a very gentle manner, in a very kind manner, with a very suitable voice, you can talk and speak with the others. The eighth thing which is again necessary, and it came in the Holy Quran, that the parents should do it with their children, is this, that whenever the children ask something from you, so you should answer them in a very good manner. Again, we can understand it according to the verse of the Holy Quran, which came in the Surah Qasas. The number of the verse is 26. Almighty Allah says, قَالَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا يَا أَبَتِ اسْتَأْجِرُهُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينُ. What does it mean? It means that the story is this, that the Musa, he was one of the prophet, and he was in the Egypt, and there as the Pharaoh, he crawled and oppressed the Musa, then the Musa escaped and left that place, and he came to the Madian. The Madian, there was another prophet by the name of Shu'aib. He was living there. Maybe on that time, Madian was like a village. And Shu'aib had some daughters. Among his daughters, two of them, they were looking after the sheep, and they came to water them. And of course, there were two rush, and some of the men, they also wanted to water their sheep. So The Musa, he was sitting and seeing this matter, and he saw that there are two girls, and they could not walk and could not water their sheep. That's why they are waiting there. But Musa helped them. And when Musa helped them, these two daughters came to their father, Shu'aib, and asked from the Shu'aib that it is a person, he was very strong, and he was very good man, and he helped us today. So it is better that we should employ him. So the Shu'aib also replied in a positive manner and said that it is better that you should go and you should bring them. So it is the whole story. Now here we can see and we can understand from this story that whenever our children, they have a logical request, so we can accept that. قَالَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا, said one of them, O my father, the father was Shu'aib, he was also a prophet, O my father, imply him. Imply him, it means that imply the Musa. Surely he is the best of those you can imply, because he is strong, qawi, and also he is faithful, ameen. So it is better that we can imply him. So it is another saying that Almighty Allah says. The other thing, the ninth thing which Almighty Allah says is this, that when we love our children, and it is naturally that every parent, they love their children. So we should love in a way that should be in a moderation way, not very extremely. So again, there is a saying from Almighty Allah in the Surah Munafiqun, the number of the verses 9. Almighty Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum, wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. Wa man yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika humul khasirun. What does it mean? It means that Almighty Allah says, O you who believe, let not your wealth or your children divert you from the remember of the Almighty Allah, from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. And whoever does that, of course, they will be the losers. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. It means that we should not love our children in that degree that we forget the Almighty Allah and we lose the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. So there is the 10th thing which Almighty Allah says is this, that whenever we as a father, as a parent, we are facing to our children, we should think about the future of our children and about the security of our children. It is also very important, as it came in the Surah of Ibrahim, the number of the verses 35, that Almighty Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِي أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. What does it mean? It means that when Ibrahim said, O my Lord, make this city secure and save me and my sons from worshipping idols. So then Ibrahim, he was thinking about the future of his sons. So it is also very important that we should think about this matter. The 11th thing which Almighty Allah says is this, that when we treat with our children, it should be very friendly. Tell the children, could have this encourage, and they could tell what is secret in their heart. So as we can understand it from the Surah of Yusuf, in the story of Yusuf, that Yusuf, when he dreamed at night, and then it was a very strange dream, but he came to his father and said these dream to his father. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. When Yusuf said to his father, oh my father, surely I saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon, I saw them making obeisance to me. I saw them, they made sajda for me. So it means that the Yusuf, he could say this thing to his father, as suppose that the father, his father is like a friend for him. So these are the saying which according to the Holy Quran, I said that it is the task and the duty of the parents that they should do, and they should behave in a very good manner according to the Holy Book to their children. And there are some remained, and inshallah, God willing, we will discuss about that in next lecture. And thank you very much as you heard and followed this program. I hope that you could use from the verses of the Holy Quran that I have recited these verses for you, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.